Ajadi Raj in Indian signifies the system of rural local self-government, which was established in all states of India by the act of the respective state legislatures. The aim was to build democracy at the grassroots level. It is entrusted with the rural development. It was introduced in India by the constitutionalization through the 73rd Constitutional Amendment Act of 1992. Through the 73rd Constitutional Amendment Act of 1992. The Balwant Rai Committee in 1957, set up by the Government of India, was aimed to study the working of the Community Development Program and the National Extension Service and to suggest measures for their better working. The chairman of this committee was Balwant Rai G. Mehta. The committee submitted its report in November 1957 and recommended that the establishment of the scheme of democratic decentralization, which is now ultimately be known as the Panchayati Raj. The recommendations of the Balwant Rai Mehta committee were establishment of a three-tier Panchayati Raj system, a tier 1 Gram Panchayat at the village level, tier 2 Panchayat Samiti at the block level, and Zilla Parishad at the district level. So establishment of a three-tier system was recommended by Balwant Rai Mehta. Tier 1 Gram Panchayat at the village level, tier 2 Panchayat Samiti at the block level, and tier 3 Zilla Parishad at the district level. So Gram Panchayat at the village level, Panchayat Samiti at the block level, and Zilla Parishad at the district level. These tiers will be organically linked, but through these tiers should be organically linked through indirect elections. The village panchayat should be constituted with directly elected representatives, whereas the Panchayat Samiti and Zilla Parishad would be through indirectly elected members. So, the Gram Panchayat at the village level will consist of directly elected representatives, whereas the Panchayat Samiti and the Zilla Parishad, which is at the block level, and the Zilla Parishad at the district level respectively, the representatives will be elected from indirectly elected members. All the planning and development activities are should be trusted to these bodies. So according to Balwant Rai Mehta committee, all the planning and development activities which have to take place in these panchayats should be entrusted to these bodies. Which all bodies? Gram Panchayat, the Panchayat Samiti, and Zilla Parishad. The Panchayat Samiti should be the executive body, while the Zilla Parishad should be the advisory, coordinating, and supervisory body. So the Panchayat Samiti, which is the tier 1, the Panchayat Samiti, which is the tier 2, will be the executive body, while the Zilla Parishad should be the advisory body. The Zilla Parishad will also be the coordinating and supervisory body. So the Panchayat Samiti should be the executive body, while the Zilla Parishad should be the advisory body. And Zilla Parishad is also entrusted with the role of coordinating and supervisory body. The district collector should be the chairman of Zilla Parishad. So the Zilla Parishad, which is the tier 3, will be under the chairmanship of the district collector. There should be a genuine transfer of power and responsibility to these democratic bodies. So Balwant Rai suggested that through democratic decentralization, there should be a genuine transfer of power and responsibility from the center, from the state legislature, from the central parliament to these democratic bodies. Adequate resources should be transferred to these bodies to enable them to charge their functions and fulfill their responsibilities. So according to Balwant Rai Mehta, these bodies such as the Gram Panchayat, the Panchayat Samiti, and the Zilla Parishad should be given adequate resources, financial resources, and other monetary resources in the form of grant and aids and revenue in the forms of the right to collect taxes, so that they will be able to administer and govern themselves efficiently. A system should be evolved to effect further development of, for further devolution of authority in future. So Balwant Rai Mehta committee also suggested that in future, the committee should be, all these committees should be given powers in such a way that they will be able to evolve themselves and even further devolve power from the center, from the state to these Panchayati Raj institutions.